With its huge expanses of untouched habitat and the full complement of animal species that were present before Europeans arrived, Glacier Bay National Park is one of the nation's healthiest, ecologically speaking. But the park's cultural resources aren't doing as well as its natural resources. Those are some of the conclusions of a 60-page study on Glacier Bay from the National Parks Conservation Association. Jim Stratton of NPCA's Anchorage office says his group has evaluated 60 national parks to date. Only Denali's ecosystems were in better shape. The report says a few species are not thriving in Glacier Bay, including harbor seals and two kinds of murrelets. Stratton says recreational fishing may be depleting halibut in parts of the park, especially after the park's summer restrictions on boat traffic expire.
We've been told that starting in September, there really are a lot of halibut fishermen coming into the park. And so that's something that we flagged for them that we think that they need to take a look at.
Glacier Bay is the spiritual homeland of Tlingits from Huna. Stratton says the park has established good relations and programs with Huna, but only 2% of the park's budget goes to its cultural mission. Stratton says the park should document Huna elders' knowledge of Glacier Bay before it is lost.
It's not that the Park Service doesn't know what it needs to do to improve its management of the cultural resources, it's just that they don't have the funding to do it.
Stratton says plans to build a Tlingit longhouse at park headquarters in Bartlett Cove has been languishing for close to a decade.